We have the president of the UW System Board of Regents on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Attorney Edmund Mini Deeds was appointed by Governor Evers in 2019 and is serving a second seven-year term. The regents, they consist of 18 members responsible for establishing policies and rules for governing the system. Next meeting set for next month at UW Stevens Point. Are you a UW student or employee? What do you think leaders of the UW system should know? It's 800-642-1234. Region President Mini Deeds, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, starting with the appointment of the UW System's ninth president, Jay Rothman, June 1st, Board of Regents selected him from outside the system as a Milwaukee law firm CEO, replacing Tommy Thompson. What do you hope he brings to the job?
Well, I think that he is going to bring years of experience in running one of the largest law firms in the country as its CEO for the past several years. He is going to bring his roots as being someone that grew up in Wausau, Wisconsin, someone that started off working on a farm that his parents had, someone who knows what hard work is and knows how to be successful. I think that you will find once you come in contact with him that he is a great listener, which I believe is one of his greatest attributes, that he forms opinions after finding out all the information that he believes is necessary for him to do that. He will bring to the table organizational skills. He'll bring to the table that listening, finding out what he needs to find out, and then working as a group, a team, to come to a solution for whatever the problem may be. That's what you're going to find out about Jay Rothman. Obviously, he's brilliant. Obviously, he's successful. But there are things that make a great leader. And he possesses, I believe, most of those things.
Not from the academy, not a background in campus-based academia. So what do you tell your doctorates, your terminal degree folks who raise an eyebrow to that?
Well, I don't know that we've had any eyebrows raised. I can tell you that we've had a lot of positive feedback on this. I think what everyone that was involved in the search and the selection of Mr. Rothman, which were quite a number of different groups, I believe in shared governance, and I believe we're successful in using that time-honored method for selecting Mr. Rothman. They are all interested in change and a different perspective, someone who may not have been from the system to give it a different look, maybe, to look at things that work or may not be working so well, and to come to a different way maybe of doing things. That was expressed to everyone on the search committee as being something that was desirable. And Mr. Rothman certainly fits that bill. He impressed each and every one of the shared governance groups that interviewed him at length. And so I don't know that we have that many eyebrows raised. I think that you will find that people are going to be very happy that he's our president starting June 1. And we're not going to have any eyebrows or problems.
Okay, no eyebrows. Right. I could dig that one back. So let's talk about what he is walking into. Outgoing system president Tommy Thompson, former governor, has called for a blue ribbon task force to study higher education in Wisconsin. And I'm wondering, what are the UW system's most pressing challenges? And would you support a blue ribbon task force?
Okay, well, let's take those two questions. The first, as to the Blue Ribbon Task Force, that has been discussed and talked about by many different groups, including Governor Evers, who's expressed an interest in having such a task force formed to look at our Wisconsin education system as it relates to the higher levels. I think that I would support something like that. I don't think it hurts to have us look at what our systems, what our two-year campuses provide and how they provide it. And I think that it's something that we should do. And so I'm in favor of that. I agree with Governor Thompson regarding that being something we should do. Second part of the question, what are the issues? Well, that's something that we we could probably talk about at length.
Mm-hmm.
I think that someone that's coming into this is going to have to gather all the chancellors in the system together, which by the way, we're doing. We're having a committee that's set up to help Mr. Rothman transition into his role, and we meet weekly. So he's doing that, and he's a very quick learner. But the issues are going to be obviously funding. The issues are going to be enrollment. The issues are going to be equity, diversity, and inclusion. Those are just some of the ones that come to my mind. There are always going to be issues regarding, I believe, into the future, COVID, and maybe those sorts of things that spring up from it. There's always seems to be a new variant. We want our students to be safe and healthy when they come to our campuses. And Governor Thompson was excellent at that, at doing that. And we hope to continue that into the future. So another thing that I think everyone on the Board of Regents and Mr. Rothman will be concerned about is the mental health of our students and faculty and everybody else that's involved in the system. Very, very important issue for us to not overlook.
Well, let's pick apart and take some of those things one at a time. The second thing you mentioned, enrollment. Enrollment has been falling across the UW system in recent years, and Wisconsin, as you're well aware, has an aging demographic. Are there some campuses in danger of closing, or how do you deal with that falling enrollment?
I don't think there are any campuses in danger of closing. I think the way we deal with it is to look at the underrepresented populations of our state who have a lot of people in the area, in the age group that are going to be able to go to college or will shortly being in that position. And I think we should make it something that is more accessible for those groups. There are many, many students that we could benefit from, the state could benefit from having their expertise and gifts that they bring into life to receive an education. And I think we should make education more accessible for those groups. I think we should continue to market and showcase the University of Wisconsin, because it is a great system and it has great accomplishments. And Governor Thompson was a great cheerleader for that, with good reason. And I think Mr. Rothman will be also. You can't help but look at each campus and the thing that it brings to each region as far as being a benefit and a partner with the region and the businesses that are found in those areas where those campuses are. I think if we keep showcasing what the UW system and each campus brings to the state and to that region of the state that the campuses are located, that you can't help but realize that this is a economic engine that generates a lot of income and is good for us and it's good for our students and it's good for our communities in the state.
So you're saying that marketing and recruitment campaigns could be really bolstered here to be able to drive more students to UW campuses?
Well, I'm not saying that they're not doing that now. Don't misunderstand me regarding that answer. My answer is that we should continue to do that, and if necessary, jack it up a little bit more as far as telling everybody the benefits of an education and that it's available to them. Many people think, especially from different communities, that they will never be able to go to college, that it's something that's so far out of their range of thought that they can't do it. And I think we should change that narrative and make those groups think, yes, you can go to college. It's available for you and you should pursue it. I think that's something that we can do and are doing.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the UW system with Board of Regents President Edmund Mini-Deeds, and you can join in. What questions do you have for the president of the UW System Board of Regents? What do you want to know from leaders who oversee the system's universities across the state? Are you a student or an employee? What should leaders know? 800-642-1234 to join the conversation. As you look at programs to bring in students, we've talked on our show about efforts to expand access to Native American students, improving instruction around First Nations subjects, UW-Madison in particular, its history as a land-grant school. How can the UW system better serve its Native American students? It's serving, you know, how can it better serve its staff and partners?
Well, as you may or may not know, we were very, very happy this last December to have adopted an agreement with the tribes, the sovereign nations of the state of Wisconsin, to consult with them about this very issue. And so we have in place a document which the sides that are involved in this, that is the sovereign nations and the university system, have agreed to meet on a yearly basis to talk about issues that impact the tribes and their students. The main focus is trying to have Native students go to college here in the state of Wisconsin, to retain them and to graduate them. And there are a lot of issues that are not unique just to that group, but that we need to consult with them about. And I think that's for many different reasons. You mentioned that Madison is a land grant. It sits on the traditional lands of the Ho-Chunk. Mm-hmm. And in fact, if you go on the campus, there are effigy mounds which are sacred to them. It is a holy place. And it is just now being recognized within the last several years as being such. And so we need to do more of that to make the Native students feel welcome and that they can come and be successful. There's a background to this, which you may or may not be aware of. For many years, students were taken from their families when they were little, and they were put on Native American boarding schools, which the federal government ran, and they were not allowed to practice their religion. They were not allowed to speak their language. They were not allowed to have traditional hairstyles or dress. And the effort was, I think, well-meaning, but was failing, was to incorporate them into the culture that was the dominant one at that time, and make them part of it by teaching them how to be part of it when they were little. It was disastrous to family units. And because of that, Native American family units are very, very protective of their students when they get to a certain age and whether or not they should go away somewhere to school. You might be able to understand that fear. And so while it's getting better, we still need to work on it and make sure that the students and the families understand that we want to make it a place for them to come. We want it a place for them to feel safe, just like we want all our students to feel safe. And we want it a place to be where they can feel comfortable and learn so that they can obtain a degree at one of our campuses and use that to become successful. And if they would like to return to their tribes and do that. That's not the goal. The goal is to get them educated. And we want to work with for instance, the Great Lakes Intertribal Council and other groups and other tribes that are interested. And they, by the way, they all are interested, and they're all glad that we've made this agreement with them for their students to come to campuses and be successful. Mm-hmm. If you look at our statistics, the number of Native American students on our campuses is extremely low. It's embarrassing.
Fewer than 1%.
Students that stay and graduate is even more embarrassing. And so the aim is to change that for everybody's well-being.
President of the UW Board of Regents, Edmund Minihans, stays with us. What do you think he should be knowing about your top priorities for the UW system? What challenges, what opportunities do you see in the months ahead for higher ed in our state? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Regent President Minnie Dietz here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. We're in conversation with UW System Board of Regents President Edmund Minihans. His service on the Board of Regents has spanned three governors, from his initial appointment by Governor Jim Doyle in 2010, through the election of Governor Scott Walker and then his reappointment in 2019 by Governor Evers. He is the first Native American member of the Board of Regents, member of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. What do you want to know from leaders who oversee the system's universities across the state? Still time, 800-642-1234. Region President Minnie Deeds with us for about 9 more minutes. Let's bring in Saul now in Stevens Point. Hi, Saul. What would you like to bring up?
Hi, good morning. It occurred to me that immigrant groups tend to be hold education in very high esteem, and I'm wondering what the board and the university system are doing about recruiting from the many immigrants that have come to Wisconsin, especially most recently the Afghanis, and I'll bet there'll be a lot of Ukrainians arriving soon.
President, go ahead.
Well, I'll try to answer that. I can tell you that I don't know that there are any efforts presently regarding Afghan and Ukrainian immigrants, but I'm sure that there will be, and I'm sure that they can take advantage of some of the things that are offered already. I know that in past years, we have had programs at least, and this is a campus-by-campus initiative, Saul. So each campus, for instance, the University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point, has a program set up where they will recruit different groups that are coming into our campus. And I think that one example, at least I can give you here in Eau Claire, is the Hmong population that came probably now in 35 to 40 years ago. And we had many families settle in Eau Claire. And as time went on, their young children became eligible to go to college. And I know that UW-Eau Claire recruited many, many of them. And I'm proud to say that some of them now, one of them in particular is a lawyer here in Eau Claire, Mai Vu Zhang, who is an extremely great business lawyer, who is a first generation college graduate and then went to law school at the University of Wisconsin at Madison. So we have those initiatives in place at the various campuses. I can't speak to each campus because I don't know what each campus does, but I know, as I said, that here in Eau Claire, we have that going on regarding the Hmong community. I know that that we reach out to, the campuses reach out to various different countries where they have relationships with and try to exchange students so that our students, for instance, from Wisconsin, get more knowledge about a global kind of education about how people live and think. And those students from the countries that come to UW-Eau Claire or any other university system campus learns about our cultures and our thought process and how things are done in this country. And I think that's absolutely necessary to help us in many different areas, as you might suspect, Saul. So a very good question. I think we'd be missing an opportunity if we didn't do that. And I believe we are doing that.
Saul, thank you for that. Along those lines, Ricardo now in Madison. Hi, Ricardo.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
One of the questions that I have is, do you know the percentage of either DACA or undocumented students who are attending UW universities? And then kind of like a follow-up to that is, would this be the perfect time to change the way they do business in regards to get enrollment dates higher by providing this population in-state tuition and not out-of-state tuition?
Ricardo, thank you for that question.
Okay, well, Ricardo, thank you for the question. I personally, as I sit here, don't know the percentage of DACA students that are on our campuses. I'm sure maybe someone has that down at the system offices. They seem to have statistics on almost everything, but I can't answer that right now. I don't know. But as to changing things, I think you should know that the regents are talking about different ways to help people get to campus. And one of those would be to consider this sort of idea to offer certain things to different people. I think I know that we're concerned about people that live in the state of Wisconsin and making education affordable for them. Every single group in this these sorts of ideas are being talked about, and we have to continue to talk and try to implement those things. For instance, the Madison campus has Bucky's Promise, which we're talking about trying to implement on all our campuses. And Bucky's Promise is a great vehicle for having people whose household income is below $60,000 get their tuition free. And so I believe that's what it is. I hope I didn't misspeak there. I'm trying to recall exactly what it is, but Bucky's Promise is something that helps, whether it's free or a minimum, minor, lower amount of tuition.
I want to jump in here because out-of-state students without scholarships, they do pay higher tuition rates than in-state students. By increasing the number of out-of-state students, therefore, you're able to increase tuition revenue. So how do you balance that? Should the state be allowing more in-state students, even if that means raising tuition?
Well, here's the way I understand that works, and this is at the Madison campus. I don't know that it is at the other campuses, although it may be, so I'm not trying to misspeak or give you misinformation, but let's just talk about the Madison campus. The Madison campus can recruit and accept more out-of-state students who pay a higher tuition, no question about it. The regents were concerned that would mean that less or fewer Wisconsin students would be admitted. And so we came to an agreement with them that a certain percentage of each incoming class had to be from Wisconsin. And it was more than had been formally admitted. And the Madison campus has admitted Wisconsin students at a higher rate each year, and also has increased the number of out-of-state students. So there is and by the way, when you talk about raising tuition, we haven't raised tuition in Wisconsin for in-state students for 10 years.
Should the tuition freeze end for undergraduates?
Well, you know, we're talking about Wisconsin students, right? We're not talking about out-of-state. Is that your question?
Well, I was just wondering how you feel about that tuition freeze. Should it end?
The way I feel about the tuition freeze is this. I think that we don't want to raise tuition on the Board of Regents. We hope that is not continued, that it is raised in the future. We hope it isn't. We hope for more state funding to help us to pay for the certain things that the tuition would typically pay for, instead of having our citizens of the state of Wisconsin pay more tuition. As a matter of fact, we were given by the legislature the power to once again raise tuition last summer. And you may note that we did not do that. We did not raise tuition because that's not what we want to do. An example of the state helping is just what Governor Evers just recently announced in the State of the State address, in that he was filling in the tuition freeze with money from the state of Wisconsin that he had
10 seconds.
Available. And so we would like us to not raise tuition, but there's something that is talked about. Sure.
President Menides, thank you for joining us.
No problem. My pleasure.
Edmund Menides, president of the UW System Board of Regents. And we should note, Wisconsin Public Radio is part of the UW system. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.